listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the upcoming semiconductor unit by US-based Micron Technology in Gujarat will help the industry to cut import of memory chips worth Rs. 1 trillion. On Wednesday, the Gujarat government formally handed over the approval to Micron for setting up its assembly, testing, marking and packaging facility in Sanand. The total cost of the project will be $2.75 billion, which will be borne 50% by the central government and 20% by the Gujarat government. Micron is also looking to partner with academia to train talent for developing semiconductor ecosystem in India. Moving on, Kiran Shetty, CEO and regional head Swift India and South Asia, told FE that almost all the large Indian banks, including State Bank of India, will soon provide e-bank guarantees to customers in collaboration with the Swift platform. Earlier this month, Axis Bank became the first private sector lender to announce implementation of an e-bank guarantee solution in collaboration with Swift. Gail was the first corporate to have gone live on the feature. E-bank guarantees will help accelerate economic outcome in the arena of trade as it lowers the transaction time for both banks and corporates, and at the same time helps prevent frauds since a digital trail gets established for each transaction. In another development, according to data by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, India's second largest telecom operator Bharti Airtel in April added 76,328 mobile users, its lowest monthly addition in 5 years. Meanwhile, Reliance Jio added over 3 million wireless users in the month, largely due to subscriber loss by Vodafone Idea. According to analysts, the reason for the lowest addition of users by Airtel can be attributed to SIM consolidation by subscribers at lower level, owing to an increase in base level tariff hikes by the company. After increasing the base level tariffs in two circles by 57% to Rs. 155 from Rs. 99, the company extended the tariff hikes to all 22 circles in March. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India said in its latest financial stability report that notwithstanding signs of potential stress, the prevalence of retail loans does not pose a risk to the banking system. The central bank's comments come at a time when lenders have been looking to increase their unsecured retail mix in a bid to boost their margins. In fact, retail loans have at a compound annual growth rate of nearly 25% in the last 2 years, as they account for one-third of gross loans and advances of the banking system. As on March 31st, the composition of unsecured retail loans has risen to 25.2% of the overall retail loan portfolio of lenders from 22.9% earlier. In other news, the World Bank approved $700 million in budgetary and welfare support for Sri Lanka on Thursday. It is the biggest funding tranche for the crisis-hit island nation since an International Monetary Fund deal in March. About $500 million of the funds will be allocated for budgetary support, while the remaining $200 million will be for welfare support, earmarked for those worst hit by the crisis. The IMF approved a bailout of nearly $3 billion in March, which Sri Lanka expects will bring additional funding of up to $4 billion from the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, and other multilateral agencies. The island nation will release a domestic debt restructuring program this week to push forward reworking its debt with bondholders and bilateral creditors including China, Japan and India. Moving to the latest from EdTech, amid the ongoing crisis, Byju's founder and CEO, Byju Ravindran, will address employees in a company-wide town hall later in the day. According to sources, in an email to all employees on Wednesday, Ravindran has said that he will brief them on the recent developments at a company-wide town hall to provide clarity and a positive action plan to navigate through the challenges. The town hall will be Ravindran's first formal communication with employees in recent times, when it has been hit by resignation of a statutory auditor and resignation of board members. Lastly, new and renewable energy secretary Bhupinder Singh Bhalla said that India will require Rs. 5.5 trillion debt-based funding by 2030 to achieve its target of producing 5 million metric ton of green hydrogen per annum by 2030. He added that two drafts of the Rs. 17,000 crore incentive scheme for the sector have been finalized and will be announced soon. Bhalla further said that the ministry is in talks with the Department of Financial Services and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India to engage the private players and explore funding avenues, including money and bond markets and the international agencies for low-cost funds. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.